Did you enjoy it then?
Do you want to love it? And I used to love to read, to write to letters and things, but I can't hardly make myself write them anymore. For one thing, I don't go out anywhere, because I don't see anything too much, only writing here. I have no news to write, and I hate to keep writing the same things over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The same people, and then most of all my friends that are at my age are gone. They've died and gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any, and I don't have any large family. See, I only have a brother now living and sister. And she has a cerebral palsy child. She's just 7 years younger than I am. So that's all I have.
Well, where do your brother and sister live?
My sister lives at
mm-hmm.
My brother's down to Tybee.
Uh-huh.
He's got a little apartment down there.
He lives down there the year round?
Well, he has just been going down there, I think, last summer.
Uh-huh.
But they're so quiet down there, and they're so much more secure than they are in town. So, the lady that he had rented an apartment for on moved down in her home on Tybee Island, and she had this little apartment there, and he moved with her so that he used protection. And then across the street from her, there's a family by the name of, and they've taken him under their wing.
Uh-huh. Well, that's nice.
They bring him to see me quite often.
Uh-huh. Well, good. It's nice to have family here. I didn't know that you had family.
That's all I have. And I have oodles of nieces and nephews, but I couldn't name them.
Mm-hmm.
But I never see them. I have one niece that I see.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use an expression like, I might could do it?
Well, I would.
When would you use that?
I could say I might could do that if you want me to.
Okay. What do you call a little bird that's got, well, let's see, these things hunt at night.
Owl?
Yeah. And what do you call
it's
the one?
It's not no little bird.
It's not?
No.
Well, how big, I don't know. How
big? Yeah, what's that be?
My gosh. Have you ever seen them?
Yes, yeah, seen them in pictures. I don't have seen them on the tree too.
Uh huh. Well, do you have a special name for a little one?
Hoot owl. Oh, I don't know what you call a little one. They call hoot owl some of them.
Well, what about one that makes sort of a screech?
That's a hoot owl.
Uh huh. Well, what about a screech owl? Do you know anything about
them? Well, I've heard about them screech owls, but I guess that's what you call them. But I always heard them called hoot owls.
Okay. Well, you know, well then, you think a hoot owl and a screech owl would be the same thing, more or less?
I would think so. I'm not sure.
Or do you think maybe one might be bigger than the other one?
Well, that I don't know either, because I've never seen a small one.
Okay. What do you call something that that pecks a hole in
a woodpecker.
Okay. And what about a little animal that has a white stripe down his back and he smells bad?
Skunk.
Are you familiar with other words for a skunk? Okay. If you had a chicken yard and some animals kept on coming in and getting your chickens, but you didn't know what kind of animal it was, you know, you just knew that something came in at night and got your chickens, how might you refer to it? You might say, ooh, I'm going to get my gun and go get that.
I know what it is now. I can't think of it.
Well, can you think of a general word that you might use to refer to some small, troublesome animal whose identity you didn't really know?
Well, I can think of a chicken hawk.
Well, now, if you didn't know whether it was a chicken hawk or a snake or a dog or whatever, would you ever refer to it as a vomit?
A vomit?
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you call all those things vomits?
I think so.
A cuckoo.